Yeah.
What the fuck? Hold on. Okay. I don't know what just happened. Oh, for some reason it just turned off. But it's fine. You can trim that shit down.
Well, welcome back to Childish Thoughts. Always with Stacy Edlin here. I got Cameron over here too.
What up?
What up, Cam? What up, fam?
Chilling.
So, you had a new subject you wanted to talk about. Your kids cursed during a video game?
Yeah, James, I gotta tell you, man, I am stuck smack dab in the middle of a moral dilemma. I had to go out of my room after I fell asleep, whatever, woke up, had to go out in the kitchen, and the kids are still up playing their video games, and they didn't see me, and I noticed that they know all the cuss words.
Okay, so...
like, all of them. And there's, like, a barrage of F-bombs going back and forth.
Hold on. You're getting too far.
Okay, sorry.
So, you're in bed, and your kids are, like, playing video games still?
Well, yeah, it's, like, the weekend, and plus it's, like, the apocalypse, so there are really no rules anymore.
So... you know you can move that. You look really awkward.
Do I?
Yeah.
Do I?
You look so awkward.
No, I know. No, I'm going to chill. Okay, so yeah. That's the situation. Are you judging my parenting because you have some kind of weird frame of reference on how to rear children?
I will say I am judging your parenting.
Rearing children.
Actually.
That's what it's called.
He's not wrong, Dick.
Yeah. I'm rearing the children. You fucking pervert.
Nope.
Anyways.
Nope.
So, okay, so
you're training the children.
All right, so here's the dilemma.
That's what parenting is. You're training a child, right?
Yes.
Wait, didn't the last episode we talk about how we're not supposed to, like, impose ourselves onto the kids?
All right, we're going to get to that, but right now, here's what I'm talking about.
I'm making them look stupid.
And that is... the dilemma in which I am faced with is society says that kids probably shouldn't be cursing, but to me, it's just fucking adorable.
Okay.
So I mean, just to hear
you
those words come out of us.
Do you think you're training your children correctly then?
I don't know that this is a topic that has an incorrect or correct. I think that it's my job to teach them that while out in society, that they're not, that those words are frowned upon and it's not like they can let them fly wherever. But in the sanctity of their own home, really, who cares? You're just delaying the inevitable. They're going to start cursing. You're not going to stop them from ever cursing. So what does it matter?
Because
as long as they still operate.
So you just want your kid going out there saying cunt.
That's exactly the opposite of what I just said. What I said was, as long as I do my diligence and inform them that out in public and where there's other people, that those words are not acceptable.
So the people that they're talking to online aren't other people?
I don't know that they're talking to people online per se. They're just saying it like as we get frustrated when we're playing video games and we're like, fuck you! They're not talking to anybody. They're just expressing their anger.
Do they have a microphone on?
They do not.
So they're just screaming it out in your house?
Yeah, yeah. Like I do. I mean, it's probably my fault, but still.
My question, though,
is that, am I really that wrong? Should I or anybody give a shit if their 7-year-old uses the F word better than you do?
I think that...
In the long term, does it really matter?
Okay. So, I don't think it's all good to, like, have the thing, like, the whole, like, you know, you could say fudge instead of the F
word. What's the difference?
Like, exactly.
Nothing.
No. Exactly.
It's like a lot of people who talk about cussing and... how you shouldn't do it because it makes you sound stupid or whatever. But they're saying frick and fudge, and you're using the same
crap instead of shit.
You're saying the same thing. What makes those four letters together any different than these four letters?
Let me finish now.
Okay.
I think it is important that you just teach that your child that it the consequences of doing that not in private with with close members of you, your family or friends or whatever. You need to like make that clear and what it is that you're doing when you use that word. Because we curse way too much on this show anyways.
Way too much. We probably have a lot less listeners because of it, but at the same time, we are who we are. We talk about things that get
us
a little bit riled up at some times, and other times they're just good filler words, and they make for good entertainment if
do
that's
words
your thing.
Matter? That's
yeah,
the question.
Always.
Do words matter?
Yeah, the words that you use do matter, but we
in
can't
what context.
Hold on.
Okay.
We can't go too far to not hear the context as well. Because words always matter, but context does as well.
I understand.
And we have to weigh both of those together. Because if I can read something, like some of my jokes.
Yes.
You read them just on paper.
Yes.
No funny.
98% of...
No, don't shit on me right
no.
here. But
no, I'm
on.
Not saying 98% of comedy is shit. I'm saying that it's really hard to make jokes look good on paper.
Yeah.
And for anybody. I mean, comedy is so much more than what you're saying. And
there's a lot of context. A lot of fluctuation in your voice, things like that.
Yeah. Just like cues and hand gestures and inflection, everything.
All right, I'll real quick.
Most things aren't funny on paper.
One of your best jokes in my dictionary of your jokes.
Yes.
Is your dyke joke.
Yes.
And it's the most controversial. If you read that on paper.
Oh, for sure. I couldn't even make a meme out of that. Because in the context
you might
of,
be able to make a meme out of it. I can help you.
Because it's all
in, no, my God.
No, because it's all in spelling. And it's all in... It's a verbal joke. That's a joke that would not work on paper.
But your
I could not
fluctuations
make,
are so good that you understand what you're trying to do.
Eventually, yeah. Right when I want you to know what I'm talking about, you know what I'm talking about. But you cannot write that down. It's just... That's one of those things you just can't write down. It would not be funny. It would not make sense.
Yeah.
But that's just because it's a wordplay joke.
Well,
so it's like the spelling. If you wrote it down like how it's supposed to be, then you would know right away the punchline.
Yeah. Well, no, that's what I'm
getting
at.
So you have
at.
To purposely misspell it. I'm sure there's a way, but whatever. I tell it in person. You want to hear it? Come see me live.
I think explaining to a child, though, like, all right, what? Just so that we're not just focused on you and I'm a narcissist.
Right.
Like, one of my biggest jokes that I have a problem telling is, like, tell a joke about shaking hands with black people.
Sure.
It actually goes over really well because of all my context.
Right.
And how I fluctuated and how I'm angry that I feel this way. Shit like that. It's not meant to be a bad thing. Just like, you don't hate lesbians.
No, not at all.
Exactly. And I think if you explain to a child like how things go down in society, cursing is acceptable. Like, it's not that big of a deal.
To an extent, yeah. I mean, it's not something I want to teach. It's not like it's something I'm actively teaching them. I'm
but
not
they
teaching
obviously
these words,
know the,
but they've
the
heard
words
them.
Already.
They've heard them around the house. I'm sure at this age they've heard them at school. I mean, it's the exact same as when we were kids. One of the first words I learned how to spell was asshole. And I remember that because I was in kindergarten.
Because
I learned,
you are one?
I learned how to spell the... Yes. I don't deny that. I have my moments. But I remember like being in kindergarten, first grade, and I learned how to spell the word hole. And I already knew the word asshole. So I asked an older kid, like, how do you spell the word ass? And he was like, A-S-S. And so I put it in my head. I was like, okay, so A-S-S-H-O-L-E. And I was a genius.
At the time.
At the time.
He didn't really think you came up with the word, right?
No, I know I didn't come up with the word. It's something I heard, just like these kids are hearing. And, but at the end of the day, has my life been better or worse because I use curse words as opposed to not using curse words? Probably not.
You have no idea, though, because you can't go through life without use and not use curse words. So that's an irrelevant statement.
So I think it's really important to teach your child when it's appropriate to use those words.
Which is exactly what I said at the beginning.
I was agreeing with you.
Thank you. Thank you, James.
Aww. Ryan Reynolds.
Okay, so let's give... you, sir, are no Ryan Reynolds. Anyways, let's give Cameron
Did you
something.
Wear your white pants, Cameron?
Let's kick it over to Cameron. He asked me a question earlier.
Hold on.
If words matter.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to go into that authoritarianism already. I was no. All right, no. Words matter.
Okay, Cameron, let's get into do words matter. What was the context of that question? Were you asking me, like, when? Because at the time we were talking the difference between, let's just hold on. We were talking about the difference between saying fuck and saying frick or frig or whatever. Were you asking me, do words matter in that context? Like, does it matter whether or not you say frick or fuck?
No, my answer is no,
it doesn't matter.
Broader, I was saying, like, do words matter? Because we're saying the conversation was, should we care if children say these words?
Say these words.
Yeah, just saying. Does the actual word matter? Is it just how society, is it the intention of the word?
I think that's what matters. I think
is
that's
how
what matters
society
more.
Views the word? Is that what matters? Is it the
Oh, it's totally in how society views the
so
word.
So that's what matters. That's what makes it matter. If society views it negatively, then it's negative.
Well, that's what bad words are, Cameron. I mean, I think that society has decided that fuck is a bad word.
So we're
yes
just
or no.
basing that off of society. That's what I'm asking you.
Yeah, that's...
Okay.
Exactly.
I think society...
I don't...
What I'm asking.
Yes, I will buck society and say that I don't believe that somebody of any age saying that word is either positive or negative. It's just a thing.
I got one interjection.
Okay.
Here, I think also that's what's so important of not living in a vacuum in culture, because some societies, like maybe Cameron, doesn't think it should be like. I'll ask him after this, but like, what if fuck was good in one culture in a society? Like, what if that was a good word?
Well, that's just like saying fag over in England just means a cigarette. It's all in the society.
So I think it does
live.
Matter a bit, but I think that we actually live in such a vacuum that we can't have these thoughts anymore.
Well, I would say that you can have any thought you want, but I would say that in the context of this, it would be do words matter? Yes, to the extent of where you live. There are words
society
in other languages that sound the same as ours that mean different things.
Yeah, because bloody means the F word here, right?
Sure, something like that.
Yeah, it's like motherfucker.
So,
yeah. I literally looked this up, because me and my wife had this conversation, because she says I shouldn't swear, and then she says bloody.
Right.
So the context
is... You really put her in
her
place, didn't you, Cameron?
No, I got her. I didn't put her in her place, but I proposed this thought also. So like in Judaism, okay, we build, during Sukkot, we build a sukkah.
Right.
And in Russian, sukkah means bitch. So
really?
Yeah. So I'm like, so is this sound?
I know a curse word in Russian now. That's the first step.
I think that that's really important, and I think that there's a middle ground between context, society, whatever. Those are kind of like intermixed, right. And the actual word too. Because like if you know that word means something bad, then like that's your society.
Sure.
But that also leads into us needing more societies and more... We're culture, man. Like, we shouldn't all be the same.
No, we shouldn't all be the same.
We absolutely should.
No.
We should all be the same.
All the same. We should really? All get rid of different clothes and everything. Everything should be the same.
Oh, he's being facetious.
Yeah.
Yeah. But he's not I'm not wrong. Entertaining him.
He's being facetious, but he's not wrong.
Well, it's what your daughter believes.
Could you imagine if everybody got could possibly dude, get along? If everybody could come and find enough common ground that there'd be like, okay, yeah, we wear this, we do this, we do this, we do this.
The problem is
I mean, it's impossible, but
there's people that don't want to find that common ground.
Exactly. There's always going to be somebody. That's why there's like the idea of like any utopian society or any anything that so, where everything is perfect is ever going to be possible.
When I know I'm disagreeing with a human being, I always start it off with
disagreeing with an alien.
Yes.
What?
Or your dog.
If I'm ever disagreeing with a human being, I start it off on a baseline. If I know I'm going to disagree with you, I want to find agreeance. Like, all right, we can agree that this is bad, correct?
Find a common ground.
You know, the common ground baseline, that's another word for it. Find the common ground. Like, yo, yeah, police are bad. Why are they bad? So we just agreed. But why are they bad?
Do you find a lot of people with the common ground of police are bad?
Yeah, I actually do. Because, hold on, Cameron, let me finish my thought before you're a complete asshole. Police are not good because of the system that they have to work in. And the obligation that they feel to arrest people and the laws that they have to uphold. And I don't think that most police get into it thinking that that's what it's going to be. But when somebody yells at you 24/7 for not doing, getting enough tickets or enough arrest.
Do you know that that's what goes down?
Yeah.
You have a lot of cop buddies?
No, I've watched...
that have told you?
Dude,
hold on.
No, there's there Michael...
There are quotas in places, yes, for sure.
There's a lot of quotas.
They don't like that word, Cameron, James. They don't like that word.
Who doesn't?
You say
cops?
Say quota to a cop.
Okay, let me tell you guys...
Say quota to
I don't
a cop.
Like them.
Let me tell you a story about last night.
Okay? Last night?
I was in Airway...
Breaking news!
Coming back from my mom's house.
Mm-hmm.
I was in Airway Heights, and I was coming into the
I make
the round,
that trip a lot, too.
The roundabout.
The roundabout. You roundabout it.
And the cop was going really fast around the roundabout and, like kind of cut me off. And then I go into it, and he's going 65.
Through a roundabout, that's
no,
not possible.
No, after the roundabout,
okay.
We go through it, and then he's going like 65, so I speed up to go the same speed as him. And he doesn't have his lights on or anything.
That's not a thing, though.
And then he stops at the red light. So after he stopped at the red light, I was like, okay, he's not like on a call, he's just, I'm a cop, I can speed.
Sure.
And hold on, so...
That's not how that works.
After the light goes through, I get beside him and I start honking my horn. And then
as normal people do,
and
to
he
police
looks
officers.
At me, and then he gets in front of me and turns his lights on. He doesn't get behind me; he gets in front of me. And then I stop him. While I was like, "Remember, you don't have your wallet right now." And I was like, "Oh crap! Yeah, I don't have my wallet. That's not good." And the cop comes up to me, and he's like, "What's up?" And I was like, "Why were you going 65?" And he's like, "I wasn't." And I was like, "You absolutely were. I was right. I followed you. I was like doing the same speed." And I was like, if we have to follow these rules, so should you. You can't enforce them on me and not follow them yourself.
Yeah.
And he said, I apologize. I will work on it. And he was like, have a nice
night. That's not a bad cop.
No.
That's a cool dude.
No. That is definitely the way somebody, like, I would wish police.
Of course,
like,
we don't know if he was a bad cop because you're white. He could be a bad cop in a totally different way.
Fuck you.
He could be a bad cop in a totally different way.
No, fuck you.
That's not a fuck you.
I've had a gun drawn on me period. Everybody thinks I'm
I'm saying you don't know.
His skin color does not determine that shit.
Coincidentally, you were wearing blackface. You just came back from a Halloween party.
Does not determine that shit, man.
Okay, all I'm saying is that you... That's a racist fucking comment. That is not a racist comment at all.
You said the cop treated him differently because he was white.
You don't know how the cop would have treated him if he were black.
That is a fair statement.
That is a racist comment.
That is what is the problem. That is what the whole protest and debate is about. Is do cops treat white people and black people equally?
All I said was you don't know how that would...
If Cameron were a black dude in this part of the country, you don't know how it would have shook out
if the cop was driving down the... I don't know if he was Asian or Native American, how it would have shook out.
You don't know how it would have shook out if a black guy pulled up to the side of the cop. Why is it black? Because that's what we're talking about.
What about Native American?
That's what we're talking about right now. That's what we're talking about right now.
Just black people. Okay, so we're talking about race.
We're talking about what's going on in the country right now, and
you don't even know the statistics on black people killed in this country every year by a cop. Cameron?
This was an innocuous statement saying that, hey, you don't know how it would have...
How many cops do unarmed black people kill?
Okay, if a cop from around here had a dude pull up to the side of him, blaring on his fucking horn.
We don't know how it would have shook up if he was Asian. We don't know how it would have shook up if it was Asian.
I will give you that.
What if he was Mexican with face tattoos?
I'll give you that.
No, you're being racist.
No, I'm not. I was giving one example. Should I have said minority? Yes. For what we're talking about.
So in the political climate what about right Asian? Now,
the social comment.
Do you think Asians would have been in
trouble? Do I think cops view blacks and Asians as the same? I don't know. I'm not a cop. I can't speak to that.
Yeah, so you can't. I'm not a person. I'm not a racist, Stacy. Like
I can give hypotheticals,
which are racist hypotheticals.
They're not racist hypotheticals.
Like you assume that there's
Cameron, make a decision on this. Was I being racist?
Okay, I can't say that statement in itself is racist. What I can say is that it is definitely a specific perspective that is not always in line with statistics. Now, granted, we can say statistics are skewed.
Let's talk about statistics.
Let the man continue.
But to say... For me, anyway, that was sound making the way that you said that, the way that that came through was that you weren't just asking if it was, you were essentially saying if I was African American, it would have been a different story.
And that's all I was asking.
Yeah, and I can't disagree with that. I don't know. And I honestly, probably.
And actually, that was said probably. After maybe he was a good cop just because you were white. I was just saying he could be a racist cop. That's all I'm saying.
He definitely could be.
He could have been.
Yeah, we are in one.
Because before that, we said that he was a good guy. And then I just put out the hypothetical, maybe he wasn't a good guy. Maybe if you were a black guy, it would have been different. That's all I said.
So I'm saying you inherently think that cops are prejudiced against black people.
No.
Well, why does it matter if he's black, white, Asian?
Because that's the narrative in the country.
What if Cameron had face tattoos everywhere and had a swastika like tattooed on his forehead?
What about it?
Well, do you think the cop would have reacted then?
I have no idea. Just like I said in the beginning.
Exactly. I have no idea
how it would have shaken out if he wasn't white. That's all I was saying. We don't have any idea. He's probably a good guy, but there's a possibility
that
he's a racist.
Just like you, me,
the guy down the street, he's probably a good guy, but there's a possibility he's a racist.
Let's do this.
Okay, hold on.
Well, no, real quick. Let's do this before you get to those statistics. Yeah. brilliantly brought up. What if the cop was black and thought the white guy was racist?
What if?
What if?
Has it never happened? Do you think that situation has never, ever happened?
No, it has.
Okay, so then what if? So
it happens. Oh, well.
So?
We have our...
Why do I have to make a... Why can't I make a statement without having to think of 100 different fucking hypotheticals?
Because the statement you're making is super racist.
It's not racist at all.
Stacy, question.
You shouldn't judge somebody on what they look like by skin and birth.
Most shot by police.
I have no idea. Probably white people.
Correct.
So what's your point?
Just asking.
So what are your statistics?
Let's hear it. In 2017, number of people shot to death by the police in the United States. Now this is from Statista. Not sure.
Statista, okay.
Seems like a... Anyway. So 2017, there were 457 white people. There were... freezing
up here. God damn it.
There were 223 black people.
Okay.
There were 179 Hispanic people. And okay. 44 other, and 84 unknown.
Okay, what's your point?
You just said, let's hear the statistics.
Can I read them? No, I asked for the statistics. So,
obviously, the more cops white people aren't get shot actually by cops.
Like trying to shoot black people or Mexicans or any other thing. There's no racism going on here. You have to make decisions when you deal with cops. And thankfully, he didn't have face tattoos or a fucking shitty car that made him look like a fucking criminal. And the cop just, like, pulled over.
He pulled over to help me, to be fair. He pulled over in front of me, so right. He wasn't pulling me over.
He didn't look like a criminal!
I said he was a good guy!
I know, I'm not...
But you...
What is going on?
If he looked if he looked like he did, but with like more pigment, I said
he was a good guy in the situation Cameron described.
No, yes.
Did I say that there could be other hypothetical outcomes?
I'm saying if he had a darker pigment, I think he would have got the same reaction from the officer.
Okay.
To be perfectly honest, I do not.
Okay.
I think it's up in the air. That's all I said. It's up in the air. I'm not saying 100% it would have been different. I'm saying...
I'll give you a 50-50. How about that?
All I'm saying is...
I wouldn't even go 50-50.
You think 75% he would have...
I'm saying there's like a 10% chance he's a racist.
You're giving me more.
What?
So 90%
chance that he's a good dude. 10% chance he's a racist.
Okay, that's all I'm saying. If he was darker,
there's a 10% chance he could have gotten rolled up, fucking questioned, cuffed, even if temporarily treated differently. That's all I'm saying.
Okay,
it's possible.
I'll give you that. Okay, all right.
I mean,
catch the wrong cop. Yeah,
that's all I'm saying.
Okay. I agree.
And that's the problem. They should all just be good.
Absolutely.
Not 90% good. Good.
Good. But that's where it comes to figuring out more cop stuff.
I want to get back to these statistics. Because
hold on. We're going to get to this in the next segment.
Nope. We're going to finish this up right now because we're right under 2 minutes. We got 2 minutes to do this. So you had 400. What was it?
I could only read. Okay. I had 456. It's 2017. It's okay. Actually went down in shootings.
Okay.
Well, from what I can see, we got a little bit of freezing going on here. But so in 2018, there were 399 white people. 209.
Okay, so let's just call that 200 and 400.
So now what Stacey's going to do is say, let's look up the population.
No, all I'm gonna say is roundabout. That's 2 to 1. Okay, there's two white people for every black person, right?
Getting shot by the police.
Getting shot by the police.
Fair.
Okay, there are 9 times more white people in this country than black people. So if that were proportionate, that number would be 200 black people and like fucking 1,200 white people if it were proportionate. That's my only point. Okay. It wouldn't be 2-1 if in the country there's a 9-1 ratio of white people to black people. The murder rate by cops should be 9-1 if it was proportionate. That was my only point. We can end the show now, James.
Now.
Thank you for letting me get that out.
You can end the show now.
Hold on. All right. I understand the math there. And
okay.
Keep it going, bro.
I understand a lot of it, but there's also this thing where I feel like there's a lot of keeping people down in shitty scenarios going on.
Totally.
And we have to look at that. We have to look at, just like I said, the quotas. Quotas are very important, like ticket quotas, arrest quotas, things like that.
Well, I mean, important in what way?
They
important in the way that they fund people to that they brings in money to the city so they can hire more people to go around and.
No, that's not what they're doing. What they're it's private prisons that are really funding or forwarding the police state.
So they get the Spokane Police Department gets a lot of donations from the prison.
No, the state actually has to pay money to the private prisons that these people are locked up in if they don't fill the cells.
Well, that's a bad deal. We should change that.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
And I think that's one of the main things. And, I mean, we can go into some Illuminati shit, but the CIA has done this to minority communities very well, first off with crack and a lot of different other things. And yes. I think that is where we need to fix a lot of this to start instead of blaming the cops. If they didn't have to enforce certain laws, then these scenarios would not even come up.
And if everybody just stopped to their knees and put their hands behind their back and just accepted whatever fate got thrown into them, then nobody would ever get shot either.
I'm asking them to stop making people to bend the knee.
Not the knee, both knees.
Like hands I was head. Saying, like, there shouldn't be so many laws
where you get locked up. No, what you're saying is that nobody should ever resist. Any cop, what you're saying is no matter what, any cop should be able to walk up to you for whatever reason, tell you to get down on your knees, put your hands behind your back, and you just have to fucking, you can't resist and just, you just have to go with it. That's what I'm saying.
That's the opposite of what I'm saying.
But that's the only way to make police shootings stop.
Yeah.
So what's your point?
We can make my point is that we shouldn't be locking up people for nonsense.
Obviously.
I'm 100%. And you ever wonder why somebody runs?
I'm 100%. And gets because shot? They know that the situation, they know that the system is stacked against them. I would do the exact same thing. I would not want to be. I would do anything I could to stay out of that system because I know that stereotypical or whatever. Historically, if I go into that system being a person of color, I'm not getting out. That's just how it's set up. I don't believe in it. I think it's wrong. I think it needs to be changed.
So let's change
but it. But I understand why people would want to do whatever they could to avoid being arrested. I understand that.
Yeah.
Does it go too far? Yeah. Should cops be shooting people when there's so many different fucking alternatives? No.
No, I'm saying the cops shouldn't even be at your door for smoking meth.
I agree with you there.
What's
I mean, they
what meth that's going to do if he's about to get arrested and go to jail? He's going to shoot you.
I was going
to
say
yeah, meth. Probably. I mean, or a lot of meth just to write it out. But
But yeah, it's not a good. You're not even helping him.
Yeah, exactly.
You're not even helping the meth head.
Walking in on somebody in their own house doing meth, I don't think should be a fucking crime. I'm sorry, but if that person
That's good.
If that person goes out and commits a crime to get his meth, then yeah, he should be arrested for that. But yeah, just doing drugs is.
But what I'm saying,
a byproduct of all the fucking bullshit that they throw down our fucking throats every single day.
We agree on the fact that there's too many laws that put cops in scenarios they shouldn't be in.
Yes.
You shouldn't even be arresting this person.
But if you know going into it that to be enforcing laws you don't believe in, maybe that's not the fucking job for you.
Well, I would like a lot of cops to stand up and say that. That would be dope. Like, I think it'd go a long way. Just like, I'm not gonna. I know this doesn't go. This is against the Constitution. And that's all
that's happening right now. People are just trying to get people to understand that that's not acceptable in our society for there to be any kind of bias against any American.
It's getting to a point that it's believe in what I believe in, or go fuck yourself.
There's a lot of that too.
But my main thing was,
it's the golden rule. The people with the gold make the rules.
If we actually get down to it with the whole prison thing, that would be the best thing. The whole prison.
Yes, obviously if cops didn't have an incentive to arrest people.
And not get yelled at.
And they could only just arrest the most violent and the most, just the people who are causing the big problems. Not just arresting people for stupid shit. I get you. I'm with you. 100%, that would be great.
It wouldn't put people the cops at fear as much.
Mm-hmm.
Because nobody wants to go to jail. Cameron, you want to go to jail?
No.
No?
I think I would thrive in jail.
I mean, I'd probably be all right, but I don't want to go there.
No. And I've been to jail. Not fun.
Right.
Not fun. Watch somebody get the shit beat out of them.
I know, but so could you imagine having to go to jail for something you didn't even fucking do?
No, exactly. That's one.
Jail for what they didn't do.
Some people, I don't know.
There is people out there.
Read a newspaper. People who get rolled up just because of what they look like, and they kind of look like somebody else.
It
and
happens.
Then it takes years for them to prove their innocence.
It does
happen.
I'm
sure it happens to everybody, but.
Well, Rick Ross, the original one,
mm-hmm.
was, somebody stole it. The artist stole the name of Rick Ross.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the original one got caught up with the CIA selling
cocaine,
crack. He was part of the
crack
the
money,
original
baby.
Crack industry, and the CIA was telling him how to make crack, and giving him leeway on places to sell his crack.
That's a whole other story.
And then...
And that's a story for another day.
And then fucking locked him up for it.
Yeah.
But anyways, this one went long enough, right?
It did. It did go long.
This is how it goes.
And yeah, and that's why you shouldn't care whether your kids cuss or not.
Right? Because crack!
Freeway Ricky Ross got locked up for selling cocaine that he bought from the CIA.
And that would have happened whether he started cussing at 7 or at 24. So, let's put things into perspective. James, take us out of here.
As always, this was Childish Thoughts, brought to you by North Spokane Apothecary.com. And you guys have a great night.
Have a good one, guys. We'll see you later. Thank you.
Fuck, I'm going to cut that one up into two, and that's not going to work.
Rose.